Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is your girl, the Curvy Momager. It's been a minute, but I'm back on the internet radio waves and proud to bring you my new show, The Momager Is In. For many years, I've managed my own blog and decided it was time for me to switch it up just a little, share all my momager views in a different platform, and that's why we're bringing you the show today. My brand, The Curvy Momager, is about connecting moms, raising community-minded athletes. Of course, my major focus is on basketball, as many of you know, but through this podcast, I'm going to share all types of sports information and tips, and of course, a cup of gossip to make it just a little bit saucy. It's sports from a momager's POV. That's point of view. Think Sports Center with a fierce, loud, cheering in the stands mom on the mic, and that girlfriend describes this show to a T. On today's show, we have a special guest from the new hit show on Lifetime TV, Bringing Up Ballers. Tiffany Lynn and I will have a conversation, and I know it's going to be ultra fabulous. But before we get to that, let's start with a little bit of a sports report. Now, you guys know my favorite team is the Golden State Warriors, and they successfully yesterday clinched the playoff spot. Woo! All right, baby, go Steph. And they are playoff bound with less than a half a season to go. Now, I don't want my boys to repeat what they did last season. They had an ultimate regular season, down to the postseason, and, yeah, it just kind of went bum down to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So this year we're going to bring the ring back, and I know we can do it. So Steph and KD and Clay, I know you're listening. This is a little bit of encouragement. Keep the momentum going. We all will be watching and cheering you on. All right. Now, I know this show is about sports, but I have to sidebar just for a little bit this morning. My news feed has been going crazy over the last 24 with Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma. But I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, I just don't get it. We're starting beef sessions again with the monster ladies now. I just don't think this is cool. We had enough of this with Drake and Mill. We're supposed to be uniting as women. We don't need diss tracks and social media bashing. We need to come together. So let's have a kumbaya moment, Remy, Nikki. Put this to the side, simmer down, and show these men that we can elevate the game sister to sister. We can do this together and not bash each other. So that's just my 2.0 cents on today's gossip and what's happening in the world of entertainment. So it looks like our special guest is on the line. Let me try and get Tiffany on, if you guys will bear with me a second. Tiffany, are you there?
Hi, I am. Good morning.
Morning, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's early here in California, but early bird case.
That's right.
So Tiffany is a baller mom that is part of the new Lifetime TV show, Bringing Up Ballers, premieres this Wednesday, March the 1st. Bringing Up Ballers is about five moms, Heather, Joanna, Nikki, Peyton, and of course Tiffany, and their five elite child ballers living the dream. These entrepreneurial moms have one thing on their mind, and ladies, that's winning on the court with their businesses and in life. So, Tiffany, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited about this show. But first, how was your trip to NOLO?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
How was your trip to NOLO at the All-Star game? Did you have a good time?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it was amazing. a little crazy because, you know, it's right before Mardi Gras, so a lot of festivities were starting, but I had such a good time. One of my husbands was a featured DJ, so we got to go to a party. I mean, Chris Paul was there, DJ Clue was there, I got a limited edition All-Star Basketball East. It was an East team basketball signed. So, I mean, that was awesome. We did get to see the rookies play.
That was
cool. I mean, it was amazing. And we're already planning our trip to L.A. next year for All-Star 2018.
I cannot wait. I'm 2 hours away, but girl, I will be there every day.
I'm sure. Yes. Oh, you'll have to get up, girl. We're going to have to hang out.
Oh, I cannot wait. It's going to be exciting. So tell me a little bit about yourself and then how you got involved with this project, Bringing Up Ballers.
Okay, so I am a mom and a wife. I have 5 children, 3 of them which are in sports. I have 2 little ones that, you know, aren't there just yet, but I have 2 basketball players and 1 karate kid. Me and my husband own Big Zig Custom and Auto Repair, and we've been doing that for about 12 years now. It's grown so much. He's like one of the, you know, top mechanics in the Chicagoland. We have celebrities that come to him, and it's mm-hmm. just booming. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do a lot, of course, with that business, but I love being a business owner because it allows me the flexibility to really be there for my children, which is a big deal because I have so many kids. When my oldest was younger, now my husband is not my older 2 boys' dad, so I was a single mom for quite a while before I mm-hmm. met him. And when I met him and got married, he also had 2 kids. And so together we have 7. So we have like the modern day Brady Bunch, crazy family. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love it. So that's a little bit about me. You know, I love family. I'm very social. I love meeting new people. And I love sports. I love sports. So, and how I got involved, yes. And then how I got involved in this is I actually saw a post by Nikki, the other cast member, Nikki Burnett. She had posted something on her Instagram about the producers looking for basketball moms. So, of course, I messaged her and was like, hello. Like, girl, give me the info. You know me. So she's like, yeah, you know, here's the info, call the producers. So I called the producer and she said, yes, you know, she asked, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself, your son and all that. So then they were coming to Chicago to do interviews. So she scheduled the interview. Me and my son and my husband went to the interview as well as my friend Katrina, who you guys will meet later in the season.
Okay.
So, and then, like, the rest is like a wrap. You know, you sat in front of the bright lights. They ask you a bunch of questions, and, you know, then they get back to you. It was kind of a waiting game afterward. It's like, oh, my God, did I get it? Did I not get it? But then I got the call, and, you know, they told me we would love to have you, and I mean, they started filming, it was pretty soon after that. I want to say it was only like 2 months. I mean, I know that sounds like a long time, but really it was a lot of them coming to our house, trying to get our story, asking more questions, you know, meeting the other producers and the camera people. And then, you know, we just got to filming. So it's crazy.
Yeah, wow. So it starts this Wednesday. What can you mm-hmm. kind of expect during the season? Is there drama? Is there, you know, what is it?
Absolutely, yeah. So it starts this Wednesday. Now, I won't come in until the 2nd episode. I'm introduced March 8th. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Make sure you guys are watching.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely speak for myself on this, because I can't speak for the other ladies, but when it comes to basketball and the community that we have out here, I'm a supporter of everybody. Now, that's not to say that I don't get into it with other people because, you know, the heat of the moment happens and all that. But when it comes down to it, like, us moms try to stick together as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because if you go to games, I mean, I don't know about anywhere else, but out here, when you go to games, there's not a lot of moms. It's always the dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, we try to stick together, but there's always drama. It happens because I think during games and stuff, and even outside of games, with training and everything, our motherly instinct, like, kicks in. So,
yes,
you know, we start – you want to protect your kid and you want what's best for them. So it can become a little overbearing. So, you know, as far as us moms, you know, we bump heads on a lot of things. We do, because we want our child to succeed and we're worried about our child. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of drama. You know, a lot of us know each other outside of basketball. So, you know, there's that. And then we share a lot of, like, trainers. We see each other a lot, especially during the summer. You know, our kids are going against each other. So, I mean, and that's the good thing about this, too, is that it's not that we just are random-ass people that they put together. We actually...
Right.
You know, a lot of us knew each other. You know, I'm not going to say I knew everybody personally, but we all knew each other through basketball because you see, I mean, you see each other all the time. And our kids all play on, like, elite teams for AAU, so we always cross each other, always.
Right, and at tournaments
so,
or whatever. Yeah.
Yep, so that's the good thing. It's not like it wasn't awkward because we already knew who each other, you know, who we were. I've known Nikki for quite a while, so I've known her for a minute. So there's, you know, there's friendships involved and, you know, life happens. It's just life. Like, so
it's reality.
It is. Some people, I can't, absolutely. And I can't speak for all shows, but I can tell you that our show was not scripted in any kind of way. It's all based on stuff that we do all the time, you know.
It's a real deal, and that's what I love about
Absolutely.
It. Because it's an interesting lifestyle that we lead as basketball
yep.
moms. Now, tell me about your son, Mike. How old is he?
Okay, so Michael is, well, now he's 16. When we filmed, he was 15, so he's 16 now, got his driver's license, good Lord. He's a sophomore in high school. He's had an outstanding year. We're looking forward to AAU. And he really showed interest in basketball very, very young. I mean, I'm talking about like 3 years old, this kid was dribbling the ball. Like, he's been doing it since he came out the womb. We didn't really get him into basketball though. They had programs when you're like five, but you know, there's like the, with a little tight basketball rim and they, you know, they don't know what they're doing. So, but we brought him in and exactly. So we put him in there early, but I mean, not only do we put him in basketball, he played baseball, he played football. So he played other sports and he just really, really stuck with basketball. I mean, and he actually excelled in all sports. I mean, I had people coming after him for baseball and football as well, which was surprising. So, I mean, he really was good at all sports, but he really, really gravitated toward basketball. So once he was maybe about, I want to say, eight or so, we probably strictly just did basketball. Just strictly focused on that. And then by the time he got to junior high is when we realized, like, wow, this kid really is talented. Like, he just has a natural ability. He, at that point, you know, he had never really been trained except for by my husband, you know, outside in the driveway. But he just really showed natural ability. And every time he would get in a game, he just led the court, you know, and he knows how to play like as a team. He's not selfish by any means. And, you know, if he doesn't make 20 points a game, he's okay with that as long as he knows that he got, you know, so many assists and, you know, that they won. That's the most important thing is that they win.
I'm sorry,
he's a great student. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a great student. He's the oldest and of my kids, and
mm-hmm.
he's just a really good big brother. I mean, he's just a good kid all around. He
mm-hmm.
just really has a respect for the game. That's the thing that I like. He respects mm-hmm. the game.
Oh, my goodness. Now, his last name is Slater, correct?
Salter.
Salter. Okay, sorry about that. So Salter.
Everyone
Salter.
Says that. Everyone says Slater.
Everybody, make sure you look him up. I'm sure you'll find him on YouTube
mm-hmm.
because obviously he is going to have a basketball career. This is just not something he's doing as a passing phase.
Absolutely. He's working on that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a process, I know. Now, what's your favorite
mm-hmm.
thing about being a basketball mom?
I think it's just like the excitement and then, of course, just watching my son do something that he loves and do it so well. And I'm just so proud of him. And that is like my favorite part. I'm just so proud of him. And it just makes me so happy to see that he's worked so hard and he's getting the recognition. And, you know, he takes it so seriously. And, you know, because some kids, you know, they don't really know what they want to do. And I'm not going to say that. You never know, this basketball thing, he might go to college and then he might switch to something else. But right now, this is what makes him happy, and he's putting in work 100%, and I'm so proud of him, and I think that's, like, the best part. And when he gets on the court, it's just, like, so much excitement and so much fun, and it's fun being a basketball mom. It is.
It is. It's just amazing. It is, like,
mm-hmm.
nothing I've ever had in my life before, so I truly
yeah.
understand that feeling of pride and, you know, just busting out of your seams excitement every time they hit the court.
Right.
It's truly
absolutely
like it.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to play a little game here, and it's called What If.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a couple questions and just give me a quick answer. So what
okay.
if Mike didn't play basketball, what would you want him to do?
Let's see. Oh, boy. If he didn't play basketball, I would want him, honestly, just to do something that he's happy with. I can't really pinpoint something
okay.
exactly, but probably something
mm-hmm.
in sports, though, because he understands mm-hmm. sports. He understands the politics behind it. So I would say something in sports, but ultimately – I just want him to be in something that makes him happy and he'll succeed in.
Okay. If you could take a momager vacation, who would you take and where would you go?
Oh, boy, let's see. I would take my husband and we would go to, like, Dubai. Because let me tell you, with the 7 kids we have combined, oh, my goodness, our New Orleans trip to the All-Star Game was the first time me and my husband left the state by ourselves in the 12 years that we have been married. First
wow,
time.
Kidding, girl. That was a well-deserved trip, okay? Oh,
my
God. Oh, my
goodness. Yes, the first time that we got away from everybody. So there's always someone with us, I swear.
And mainly your trips are always basketball trips, so I get it. Trust
always.
Me, I get
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, you know it. You know it. You already know.
Yes, I do. All right, if your personality were a nail polish color, what would it be called?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to say saucy or spicy or something like that because I just love to have fun. I love it. You know, I could wake up in the morning and go out and just, I'm not going to say I'm always in a good mood, but I'm a lover of life. So I'm just always, you know, trying to be happy and meeting people and being social. And I love to go out and have fun with my friends. And definitely, like, everyone always calls me that too. You are so spicy. You are just always ready to go. I was like, yes.
Spicy. All right. Here's the last one. If you could any basketball player's jersey, who would it be?
Say that one more time.
Sure. If you could sport any basketball player's jersey, who would it be?
Oh, I got to go with my Steph Curry. Got to go with my main man, Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry. I so adore him. I really do. And I feel like his parents really raised such a good kid, and he's definitely one of my son's biggest, like, idols, because he just really is – he's a great, great player. Great player and just an all-around great guy. So, I mean, he is – of course, Michael Jordan is my all-time favorite because I got to represent Chi-Town, and he is the greatest of all time. But right now, I'm loving Steph Curry. Some people are like, oh, LeBron, and, you know, this one and that one. I love Steph Curry.
You're my girl. You're my girl because I love some Steph, too. I actually had an opportunity to, I won't say meet him because it was in passing, but the brief couple of moments that I was there, he was just such a nice person. Very, just a nice guy, really nice guy. And that was several years ago before he really kind of got famous. But, yeah, and that, as mom, that's the kind of kid we want to raise our ballers to be. You know, we don't think they may not score 50, 60 points a game, but when they're representing themselves well, that's all we can ask for.
Right. Yes, definitely.
Well, Tiffany, our time has just really flown by. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Would you like to share your social media so our listeners can follow you and just keep watching Bringing Up Ballers and sharing all what's going on?
Sure. My Instagram, you can reach me there at basketballmom_O. You can add me on Facebook. My personal account right now is just under Tiffany Thigpen, my last name, Thigpen. I'm going to set up a separate account soon because I'm starting to run out of friends on there. And then Twitter, I'm not a big Twitter person, but I do go on there from time to time. And the Twitter is basketballmom. I think it's 00. I'm sure you could look it up by my name as well, though.
Okay. We'll find it. I'll make sure that I share it with everybody so that we can reach out to you and get you to know how much we're enjoying the show. Sharing with somebody. I'm definitely going to have to DVR it this week because we have playoffs. And I got the playoffs on Friday. I know, on Friday, which we're bummed about, but I love supporting all these kids. I'm going to go to the games on Wednesday, but as soon as I hit the door, I'm going to play my DVR and watch the show. I can't wait because I just think it's incredible that they're sharing our lifestyle because it is a lifestyle and mainstream. And,
it is.
You know, people always think I go overboard with my mommy management of my son and his basketball career, but now I have proof that other people do the same.
That's, I mean, we have to support. If we don't support our own kids, who will? I mean, that's just called support. They say it's overboard, it's support. Okay?
Yes. Well, thanks, Tiffany. And I want to say thanks to Lifetime TV, especially Gina and their PR team for helping me get this interview coordinated. Everybody, thanks for coming on and listening to the show. We'll have it up in the podcast so you can listen to it again. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to deal with a bummed out baller, because sometimes they do get a little bummed out. But again, Tiffany, good luck with the show. Hopefully we can have you back on for a recap after it's done for the season.
Yes.
Because I think you see it's going to be a season two, right?
We don't have a definite, we won't know until after, I think it's the first and second episode will determine that. So we need all the viewers we can, we need all the viewers regardless, but first and second episode is really going to determine if there's a
prayer. Get out there and share.
Need prayers.
Yes, we'll get out there and share. We'll do it, girl, because we want to see this continue so that people can learn, you know, what it's like being a baller mom. Well, thanks again. Yes. Have a great day. Miracles and blessings to everybody, and thanks for joining the show.
Thanks, Robin. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.